Brookswood Secondary's theater department will take audiences to hang with some ancient Greek gods in its new musical production, Hadestown. "This might be my favorite show, ever. This is not hyperbole," said teacher Sherry Eyre. "In 2018 I heard about Hadestown when it was off-Broadway. I downloaded the cast album and absolutely loved it. When teacher Gordon Hamilton and I were planning the spring break New York trip in 2019, the show was preparing to transfer to Broadway. I begged to get tickets. We got to see the second or third preview of the original cast and it was amazing. The second the email came from the rights holder, both of us knew this was going to be our first choice for the musical this year." The jazz-inflected folk opera follows two intertwining love stories, that of the young dreamers Orpheus and Eurydice, and that of the immortal King Hades and Lady Persephone. Orpheus goes on a mythical quest to overcome Hades and regain the favor of his one true love, Eurydice. You don't need to know Greek mythology to watch the show. It builds out the mythical world in its own New Orleans jazz club way, Eyre noted. I hope audiences love this show as much as we do. Hadestown began in 2006-2007 as a DIY community theater project in Vermont. A studio record came in 2010. In 2013, creator Anais Mitchell began the process of expanding and adapting the work into a full-length professional theatrical production. The world premiere was in New York in 2016, with the Canadian premiere in Edmonton in 2017. Eyre said the show has a line, "The hardest working chorus in the God's almighty world." "This is so true in this show. Our worker ensemble does so much in this show. They are on stage almost the whole show, they sing in almost every song and do the lion's share of the choreography," she said. "We are so lucky that these season pros are part of this essential component of the story." Several students are stepping into lead roles for the first time. Grade 12 student Chase Cherko plays Orpheus. This is his first musical, though he has been in the department since grade 9. Hermes is Maya Barber, who is in grade 9. Hermes is the narrator of the show, and Maya was in the musical last year in the ensemble. "She came into auditions this year and blew us away with her energy and commitment," Eyre said. Eurydice, Isla Taylor, is in grade 10 and is just killing it, she added. The three Fates, MJ Tass, Sienna Dowell and Sophie Dawson, are also in grade 10, and have been practicing every chance they get to make sure their harmonies and choreography are tight and polished, she said. "The show doesn't have any inappropriate content. But it is not a kids' show," Eyre said. "It is 2 hours and 15 minutes with intermission, so it depends on how long your little one can sit still for. The music is beautiful, and Mr. Hamilton has created a lot of cool effects in our set and lighting which any age will love," she said. Artistic direction by Aaron Hamilton, with choreography by Jordan Ollery and music direction by Derek Turi. The performances are at 7 p.m. February 19 to 22, and February 26 to March 1 at the school, 20,900-237A Avenue. Tickets are $18 for reserved seating and can be purchased at https://curate.com/projects/bstheater2025.